Lesson 24. 24th lesson. At the post office.
Excuse me, can you tell me where the nearest post office is?
I'm sorry, I can't. I'm a stranger here myself. Perhaps that gentleman over there will be able to help you.
Thank you. I'm sorry to trouble you, but can you direct me to the nearest post office?
Yes, it's in the High Street. As a matter of fact, I'm going in the same direction myself. So it's...
Lesson 31. 31st lesson. A visit to London. If you can stay only a few days in London, you won't have much time for your sightseeing, and it is rather a problem. If I were you, I should make up my mind beforehand. It all depends on your tastes. You may, for instance, be interested in shops, or in art galleries, or in museums, or you might prefer to start with the principal historical buildings and monuments. In that case, you might begin in the West End and see the Houses of Parliament, Westminster Abbey, Whitehall, and Nelson's Column. From there, you could go along the Mall to Buckingham Palace and have a look at Queen Victoria's Memorial facing the palace. Then, stroll up Constitution Hill to Hyde Park Corner and take a walk through the park and Kensington Gardens to the Albert Memorial, which faces the Albert Hall. That's really more than enough for one day, but still, if you want to see more, you might get on top of a bus going towards the city. The bus goes along Piccadilly to Piccadilly Circus and Charing Cross, then along the Strand and Fleet Street to Ludgate Circus. There you might as well get off and walk up to St. Paul's Cathedral. After that, you could go further east to the heart of the city and see the Bank, the Mansion House and the Royal Exchange. And then, if you had time and weren't too tired, you could go to the East End and see the Tower of London, Tower Bridge over the Thames, the Mint, and the Monument.